KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 40 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, Republicans in the House and Senate have drafted bills they say will slow down the growth of property taxes. 6 years ago, Iowa lawmakers cut commercial and industrial property taxes by 10%. This year, GOP senators have proposed limiting tax increase on all classes of property to no more than 3%. Nicole Crane is a lobbyist for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry.
Commercial industrial property taxpayers continue to see a lot of increases. We're concerned about those increases. We really think that putting a cap on the local governments and is a way to help control some of those increases that we've seen.
According to Max Steinfeld of the Iowa Farm Bureau, property tax payments in Iowa have doubled since the year 2000.
Total amount of property taxes collected this year will be over $5.75 billion. The growth of property taxes is outpacing the economy. It's outpacing Iowans' ability to pay.
And critics say the limit will restrict the ability of growing communities to pay for needed infrastructure and services. Ames Mayor John Hala says there's amazing expansion in his city's business park.
As we continue to grow, we need a fourth fire station. We can bond for it. This can cost us $1.3 million for the firefighters to fill it every year. If this bill goes through and the cap goes through as it is, we won't be able to do that.
Brett Barker, with the mayor of the city of Nevada, is also chairman of the Story County Republicans. He told Republican legislators that a proposal may have unintended consequences.
And ultimately, cities aren't created equally. We all have different challenges. We all have unique situations. And I think local officials are most in tune with the needs of our communities. We hear them.
Republicans in the Iowa House have a property tax plan that addresses any increase above 2%. Citizens will be able to petition for a referendum if a city council or county board of supervisors proposes increasing property taxes by more than 2%. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop at around 5 p.m. Thursday resulted in an arrest. A vehicle was pulled over for failure to display license plates. The canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Janet Scaturio was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, tramadol, first offense. And at around 9:15 p.m. Thursday, Adams County deputies responded to a reported domestic disturbance. As a result of their investigation, Robert Lowe was placed under arrest for domestic abuse assault, first offense. A report in Page County about a man and woman removing items from a residence without the owner's permission resulted in the arrest of a Shenandoah woman. Authorities say 38-year-old Nicole Marie Blaine was arrested on Class D felony charges of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree following an investigation Wednesday into the incident at 2149 Avenue A. Blaine was transported to the Page